It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The midterm elections are finally here, and people in Wisconsin and across the country are casting ballots for the candidates and causes they care about most. So what should you know before heading out to the polls? Well, that's what we're going to find out. As Reed Magny joins us, he represents the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's the group responsible for administering and enforcing our state's election laws. Reed, welcome to the Morning Show.
Nice to be with you.
Let's start with the basics. What do you need to bring with you in order to vote?
If you're registered to vote, what you need to bring with you is an acceptable photo ID. Most people have what they need, and that includes a Wisconsin driver license, a Wisconsin state ID card, but we also accept things like a passport, a military ID, a veteran's ID. Many student IDs will work, although they have to be specially issued ones that have certain things on it that, like, a regular student ID doesn't have. You can also use tribal IDs and naturalization certificates. If you have a temporary receipt from the DMV because you don't have your card yet, that temporary receipt works as well.
What about an ID from another state, as long as you provide proof that you live in Wisconsin?
That doesn't work. You need. There's a list of IDs that you can use, and you can find that list at our website, which is bringit.wi.gov. But it has to be, for state IDs or driver's license, it has to be from Wisconsin. Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, those won't work.
And if you haven't yet registered to vote, are you just out of luck today?
Not at all. Wisconsin has Election Day registration, and it has had for many years. We expect that more than 250,000 people will likely register to vote today, or more, based on historical trends. So in order to register to vote, you'll need your ID. And, I mean, if your ID has your current address on it, that's all you need to do to have to register. If you're like some people who've maybe moved a time or two since you got your driver license or ID, then you need to bring something called a proof of residence document. It could be a residential lease. It could be a utility bill, a cell phone bill, a bank statement, a student loan statement from the government, almost anything you have is written correspondence from the government. It could be a Social Security thing. It could be a pay stub that has your name and address on it.
Okay, a little hypothetical here. If a volunteer at a polling station says something that conflicts with this or any of the information you, Reed Magny, are giving us today, what can we do to ensure that we can vote?
So if you have a problem at the polling place, I would ask to speak with the chief inspector. The chief inspector at each polling place is the person in charge. And, if for some reason there's a disconnect, ask to talk to the chief inspector first. If you're still not getting satisfaction, you can contact the municipal clerk for that city, their office. They can straighten things out if there's a problem. Or you can just call us. We've got a toll-free number, which is 866-VOTE-WIS. Or 866-868-3947.
I just want to go back and clarify one thing about voting and registering to vote and what IDs will work. We said that an ID from another state doesn't work if you're voting. Can you use an ID from another state in order to register?
Well, an ID from another state wouldn't have your Wisconsin address on it, now would it?
No, but if you had, say, your utility bill, that would show your address. I just want to make sure
people
understand what we're talking
about. Right, yeah. So, I mean, in order to get your ballot, you have to prove that you are who you say you are.
Right.
You do that by showing an acceptable photo ID from Wisconsin or the passport or the military ID or the veteran's ID, mm-hmm. the student ID, the tribal ID, etc.
Okay.
When you register to vote, you have to prove where you live. And you can do that with your ID if the address is correct. But if your address isn't correct on your ID, then you need some other sort of documentation.
Okay. When do polls open?
Polls are open at 7 a.m. and they close at 8 p.m.
And how can people find out where their polling place is?
We have a great website called My Vote Wisconsin. It's myvote.wi.gov, and you can go on there and you can put in your address, and it'll tell you where your polling place is. It's going to tell you what's on your ballot, so you can take a look and make sure that you know what your choices are before you get there. And it'll also, if you want, give you a map to help you get there.
Now, do you have to vote by 8 o'clock tonight, or do you have to be in line when the clock strikes 8?
You have to be in line by 8.
Okay. Now, some places have extra things on their ballot, like a local referendum, in addition to what, you know, the candidates were voting for. How can people learn what is on their ballot?
They should go to the myvote.wi.gov website. We'll have everything that's on your ballot right there. You can actually mark it yourself and print it out and bring it with you to the polling place if you want to refer to it. But all of the referendums are on there. You're going to have to do your own research about what some of the referendums mean, but all of the information is there that you'll see on your ballot.
We can at least find out what's on the ballot before we get to the polling place. We're talking with Reed Magny, who represents the Wisconsin Elections Commission. That's the group responsible for administering and enforcing our state's election laws. In light of all the talk about Russian hackers tapping into U.S. election systems in 2016, people are concerned about security. How secure are Wisconsin systems?
Wisconsin systems are very secure. You know, in 2016, two times somebody from a Russian IP address sort of rattled the door knob on the state's firewalls. If that, I don't know if that's too much of a mixed metaphor. I don't know if firewalls have doorknobs, but
they should.
Yeah. So, but I mean, they were just sort of looking to see what was there, seeing if there were any doors unlocked, and there weren't. And that's really been the extent to which anything has happened. And so since then, we have done a number of things to make sure that our system is even more secure. We've completely encrypted the database of Wisconsin voters. That's our main system that the clerks use to administer the election. We've also instituted something known as multi-factor authentication. So clerks need more than just a username and a password to get in. They need a third factor, and we've issued them all sort of a USB-type device that's secure that they have to have in order to get into the system as well. We've done a lot of training for clerks on how to make sure that the things they do keep the system safe. And we've done a lot of essentially dress rehearsals for what could go wrong. And we're sure that we're ready.
Where can people go to learn more before they go vote?
Well, I guess it depends upon what they want to learn, but if you want to learn specifically about where to vote and that sort of stuff, the My Vote Wisconsin website is your best choice.
Okay.
Our agency website, which is elections.wi.gov, has some really good information about election security, and
all right.
There's a lot of information there. But my understanding is that Wisconsin Public Radio and Public TV also have a good website
that will tell
you about the candidates themselves.
And we'll be giving that information in just a moment. Reed Magny represents the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the group that administers and enforces the state's election laws. Thank you so much for joining us. And tune in to WPR Tuesday night for live election coverage. NPR reports on national races starting at 7, and when polls in Wisconsin close at 8, Sean Johnson, Frederica Freiberg, and Rob Ferret anchor WPR's coverage of statewide elections, and that includes races for governor and senator. We'll be here throughout the night with election results and analysis. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.